News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, a charity worker from Ireland arrested in Greece earlier this year on suspicion of human trafficking, espionage, amongst other things, has been released on bail. Joining us to discuss his ordeal is NGO volunteer Sean Binder. Sean, you're very welcome to the programme. Delighted to speak to you. For people who haven't been following this or don't know, can you explain exactly what happened in Greece that led to your arrest?
So I came to Greece at the end of October last year, or the beginning of October, sorry, and I started volunteering for this organization, ERCI. We provide search and rescue assistance both at the shore and out at sea. Also, medical services in Moria refugee camp, which is perhaps the most infamous refugee camp and one of the largest in Europe, in fact. And so I volunteered there for a number of months, and then I began helping with the coordination of shoreline responses. And in that time, we were working very closely with the authorities, with other NGOs, and then suddenly during a night mission, we were arrested by the authorities. Later on, it was made clear that we were being charged with a number of felonies, including espionage and smuggling, of course.
Explain this then. Shoreline responses, just for people who aren't kind of immersed in the lexicon, is this where you, yes, what you know there's a boat coming, or you physically can see that there's a boat with migrants coming, and you go out to help it to shore? Is that right, or I'm completely off the mark?
It's a little bit more complex than that. So we have a shoreline team. So that is made up of medical personnel. So we have doctors, nurses, we have interpreters who speak a number of languages, including French, Arabic, and Farsi. And then we have search and rescue trained personnel like myself, who are rescue divers, skippers, and first responders. So we have nightly lookout. So from the hours of darkness, essentially, when it's most likely there's a crossing, we have teams at the shoreline looking out with very rudimentary devices, binoculars, for instance, and looking for refugee boats, and then assisting them once they in fact reach the shoreline. Now, if we were to go out to sea in our search and rescue ribs, of course, we would be only permitted to do so. We only do so once the authorities, in fact, request our assistance. So we act as an asset to the Coast Guard, if you understand that. It's not that we would go out without their permission, for instance.
And are the allegations against you that, and obviously you're denying them, but are the allegations that you were going out without Coast Guard without permission from the Coast Guard, is that it?
No, that is not in fact alleged. I cannot talk exactly the details of the case as such, but we did not go out in the time that is under investigation.
Okay, so insofar as you can talk about it, like what is it? Like, I understand that the title of the charges, as you said, human trafficking, smuggling,
yes,
espionage, but what is, as you know, going into as much detail as you can, what is it that they say that you did that was wrong?
I really can't comment on that at the moment, I'm afraid. Not in this early stage. I need to be quite vague about it, I'm afraid.
All right, okay. Well, talk to me then about the legal process from here. You're out on bail at the moment. Where to next? What happens next?
Very good question. I'm not entirely certain. I come out less than 24 hours ago now, and right now I just want to thank everybody that's been so incredibly supportive of this. The Irish MEPs were the first to really to pick up the momentum and to push for our release. The Irish media has been great, and the people of Ireland as well. And so right now I'd like to frame the fact that this is nothing to do with me as such. It's something to do with a wider policy. It seems I'm not the first, and we won't be unfortunately, probably not the last to be to have their humanitarian work at least put under suspicion.
So you're kind of feel like you're collateral damage in a broader row between Greek authorities and NGOs and the EU. Is that it?
I wouldn't say it's a row. I would just say that right now there is enough legal uncertainty that there can be tension between organizations and institutions that really have the same goal in mind, that is helping those people who deserve not to drown in the sea.
And has anything about this experience deterred you from further humanitarian work or volunteer work out there?
Deterred me from it? On the contrary, no. I believe that more than ever, I think there is something that I can try to do. I can try to keep helping. I can try to keep promoting the fact that people shouldn't be drowning, that people shouldn't be freezing. And that there is solidarity in Europe. People have been amazing. The message I've been receiving is just incredible, how many people are supportive and how that should be promoted and how that should be furthered.
And finally, Sean, just to clarify, do you have a trial? You're out on bail. Is there a date set for trial?
No, there is no date yet set. It's still very early, I'm afraid. At the moment, I'm not really sure. I have yet to discuss these issues and to really inform myself better on what happens now at this quite dramatic change.
All right. Well, look, hopefully we will speak to you soon, Sean, when there is some news there. Sean Binder, who, as I said, out on bail, charged at the moment with human trafficking, smuggling, espionage, amongst other things, still in Greece. Sean, thanks a million for speaking to us today. Back in a moment.